Thank you for joining us today with Cindy Sherwood's podcast, Words for the Journey.
Our podcast today deals with the subject of recognizing God's signposts and following them so we can stay on trust trail and off pride pathway. I'm guessing we've all had this experience at one time or another. Years ago, I was on a road trip. I'm not even sure which state I was in, but it might have been New Mexico. Anyway, someplace where there are long stretches of empty highways. When suddenly, something didn't seem right. The highway sign listed the wrong town coming up. I pulled over to check my map. Yep, told you, years ago. And sure enough, I had missed a turn. And not just recently, over an hour earlier. I was frustrated, to say the least. My mistake cost me hours of extra driving. Not a happy moment. How did I do that? How did I miss the sign? Well, simple. I wasn't paying attention. There was an intersection somewhere, and I did not navigate it correctly. We're all on a road, and speaking in general terms, there are only two to choose from. And since there are only two, seems like it wouldn't be too difficult to choose the right one. But it is. Years ago, God named these roads for me to help me understand them better. So one is called Trust Trail, and the other, Pride Pathway. The names are a giveaway, pretty obvious. Trust Trail's the good road, the one God wants us on, not Pride Pathway. That's the bad road. Trust Trail is God's way. Jeremiah calls Trust Trail the ancient path, the road that has existed from the beginning. This is God's road, the one He's prepared for us, the way He asks us to go. Jeremiah 6:16 in the NIV says, "This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls." Jeremiah is instructing us to pay attention every time we come to the crossroads. Carefully assess the two roads before us and choose God's road. Ask Him for help. Walk in His way. If you do, you'll find your soul will be at rest. At this point in my life, I say to you with confidence, few things are as important to me as my soul being at rest. I'll do just about anything to keep my soul in a restful place. Let's take a closer look at Trust Trail. We can find plenty of descriptions in the book of Proverbs. Chapter 4, verse 11 says, "I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths." Chapter 4, verses 26 and 27 say, "Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil." 23, verse 19, "Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way." In just these three passages, God tells us we are wise to choose Trust Trail. He tells us to give careful thought to this. In other words, pay attention to His directional and informational signs. He has plenty of them. He says He will instruct us in how to stay on the right road. He says His road is the straight one, and He tells us this is a matter of the heart. Set your heart on the right path. In other words, our will must be engaged in order to make this choice. The Bible is our instruction manual on how to find, stay, and live on Trust Trail. All we need to know is found there. That's why we need to read it. So why do we need to know about Trust Trail and Pride Pathway? Why is this so important? Well, here's the short answer. Your life depends on it. The road you choose determines whether you end up in heaven or hell. whether you live in freedom or bondage, whether you find the purpose for your life or not, whether you are satisfied or disappointed, whether you succeed or fail, whether you live in peace or turmoil, whether you find joy or misery, whether your life is built up or destroyed, whether you live in fulfillment or humiliation, whether your life is defined by contentment or pain. Are those not compelling reasons to travel on trust trail? Even so, many of us choose the other road, pride pathway. What does Proverbs say about this road? Chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. 15, verse 9. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. Chapter 15, verse 10. Harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. What is God saying here about pride pathway? You can't rely on what seems right to you. You're going to have to rely on something else. Pride pathway is the way of death. You'll never find life in that direction. And God hates pride pathway. It's revolting to him. And harsh discipline is going to be what you get on pride pathway. That means pain and suffering. And if you ignore the discipline, game over. No hope. I'll be the first to say there are some things in the Bible that are hard to understand, but this is not one of them. God could not have made it any more plain. Travel on pride pathway and you have nothing good to look forward to. What more do we need to hear? It's so plain. So why isn't everyone abandoning pride pathway and clamoring toward trust trail? Well, turns out there's a fly in the ointment. It's called pride pathway for a very good reason. It's our pride that leads us there. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. The problem starts with pride. Our pride. Pride is our most persistent enemy. Pride is the belief that we know better than God. Pride is choosing to go our own way rather than God's. Pride deifies self and dethrones God. Pride trusts self and no one else. Every human being is prideful, no exceptions. Well, there's just one. Jesus Christ. Jesus was the only one who was able to completely defeat pride and live in obedience. Until we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and receive His Holy Spirit, we don't have a battle on our hands. Up to that point, our pride has free rein with no interference. After we become a Christian, that's when our pride becomes a problem. Now we have a fight on our hands. The spirit of self in us fights with the Spirit of God. Unfortunately, our pride doesn't leave or even diminish just because we receive Christ. Our pride is defeated by a series of choices to deny ourselves and choose God's way. It's in the moving toward God in obedience that pride begins to weaken. So in reality, for those of us who know Christ and then choose to follow Him, our walk with Him includes both times we travel on pride pathway and on trust trail. If we'll read God's word and follow it, He will help us stay on trust trail. So let's briefly look at the place where we get off track. There's a place in our road where we encounter a fork. The road divides. We are walking through life and suddenly a choice stands before us and there are two roads to choose from. I call this place Temptation Crossroads. I'm not going to spend time on this today because I did a whole podcast just on this called How Do I Make the Right Choice? So you can listen to that one if you want to hear more about it. But in summary, Temptation Crossroads is that moment when we have to decide whether we are going to trust God to believe He is right when He tells us the way to go, or whether we're going to give in to what our selfish will wants, disobey God, and go our own way. Temptation Crossroads is a painful place because we're being pulled in two directions. The more we choose to believe God and go His way and deny our own lusts, the better our life will be in every way, as we saw in Proverbs. So temptation is what grips us and pulls us toward pride pathway in the first place. And the reason we choose this is our pride. Pride is the problem. But let's get more specific. Let's consider some examples. Maggie's 27 years old and unhappy. She's single and works full-time at a convenience store trying to support her boys, 9 and 7. She got pregnant her senior year in high school and then later had her second son as the result of a short affair. Her days are long and her life is hard. She eats to feel better, even though it just makes her weight issues worse. She would love to be married, but few want to date a girl with baggage. This is not how she thought her life would turn out. She feels like God has forgotten her. Maggie is on Pride Pathway. She's doing life her way and has been for 10 years. Even though she knew sex outside marriage was not God's plan, she succumbed to it, assuming there wouldn't be consequences. But there were. Twice. It's not that she doesn't love her children or that they are not an important part of her life, but she feels like she can't cut a break. What Maggie needs to see is that she chose this road she's on. The disappointment and hopelessness she feels are the result of choices she made, choices that ignored God's signs. She picked Pride Pathway. There's plenty of hope and happiness available for Maggie, but she'll have to choose to leave Pride Pathway and take the other road in order to find it. If she wants happiness, she has to travel on Trust Trail. God has made so clear many things about our basic life. Will we heed His signs? If not, we're going to end up in a bad place. Daniel's also headed down Pride Pathway. A successful stockbroker, he's made a lot of money. His wife enjoys the lavish lifestyle, but she feels it is at the expense of her marital relationship. Daniel is consumed with the movements of the market. Even when he's home, his eyes are always on the financial world. It's a competitive business, and he's fearful of losing his place in it. The stress is taking a toll on Daniel's health, too. He's had some scares with his heart and stern warnings from his doctor to scale back if he wants to live to see his kids grow up. His wife told him if he doesn't make some changes, she's leaving. Daniel's living in pride. He has made wealth his God and forsaken the one true God. He believes his deepest needs can be met with money. He's so consumed with it, he can't see how it is destroying his family, his marriage, and his health. He thinks he knows better than God. Even though God has posted clear signs about the dangers of trusting in money, they have gone unnoticed by Daniel. He thought he would find satisfaction, but instead, he's lost his freedom and has become a prisoner to an evil master, a master who is threatening to take everything from Daniel. As with Maggie, Daniel also has a choice. It's not too late to turn back and choose the other road. He can get on Trust Trail anytime he wants to. There's nothing stopping him. God is deeply concerned for Daniel, and he has a much better life planned for him if he'll only trust God and turn toward Him. God will lead him back. There's hope for Daniel, but if he waits too long, he will miss the opportunity to find true satisfaction. If he doesn't heed the sign soon, he may lose his health or lose his wife or both. How do we make that turn off pride pathway and head toward trust trail? A good place to begin is in prayer. Go to God and confess to him the prideful choices you have made. Choices to ignore his truth and warning signs. Instead, to go your own way. Admit what you've done. Not because he doesn't know, but because you need to have that honest conversation with him. It's for you, not God. This is the first step of humility. Humility is the opposite of pride. When we humble ourselves before God, he picks us up and begins to restore our life. Then what? Make time for God. Start each day with the Lord. Read the Word. The Bible's the only thing you can trust with 100% certainty to guide your life. Study the map and the signposts. Learn about Trust Trail. This will build up your trust in the Lord and help you stay off pride pathway. We have to learn God's ways, and this takes time, effort, and commitment. It isn't going to happen overnight. We need the support of other Christians, too. We're meant to live this life in fellowship with others, not alone. God is a good way for all of us if we will only choose to believe him and follow him. God's plan for us is to meet our deep needs. The very things we've been looking for all along are what we receive when we travel on Trust Trail. Success, fulfillment, satisfaction, freedom, peace, and joy. It's a marvelous way to live. All scripture is from the New King James Version, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you for listening to Cindy Sherwood's podcast. Visit us on the web at hishealinglight.org to learn more about our ministry. Please consider rating us on iTunes or your other favorite music app. God's best to you today.